Speaking of things going to plan, we have two Fringe performers here with me to have a chat about their production, Two Idiots, No Script, being presented at the National Wine Centre. They're halfway through their season. It's a busy, busy time, but they found the time very early in the morning to come in and have a chat. We have Lizzie and Andreas from Awkwardly Quiet. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
No, no problem at all. So it's quite an evocative title for a Fringe show, Two Idiots, No Script. So tell us about the structure and the idea behind the show.
Well, it basically has no structure. It's completely improvised from start to finish. Wow. So every day is totally different. We don't know what characters might come out, what scenes might happen, whether there'll be any scenes at all. Yeah, we just kind of step on stage and go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And how does and I mean that sounds terrifying to a lot of people. But in your background as performers, you've worked quite extensively in terms of improv and physical theatre.
Yeah, we both have well over a decade each of improvised experience, and we actually met in Chicago doing summer immersions at the Second City.
Great. Great, which is a very, very well known improv center. So, how does that inform your approach then to producing this work?
Second City specifically, or
improv? Yeah, what improv techniques or in terms of your training, are there particular things that techniques that you're like, yeah, that's how we'll.
I mean everything.
Yes, good. Yeah. It all culminates. Yeah.
I mean, I've trained as an actor and I've written and performed shows at Fringe before. I've also got some clown experience. You have some clown experience too. And Andreas has trained a lot in physical theatre. So yeah, we've got all those kind of things in the mix. So we just never know kind of which of those aspects is going to come out.
Mm. Or when. Or how.
Yeah. Yeah. Or why.
Kind of thing. One of the things I liked about preparing for the show was, well, you did most of the writing on that, but we put out a press release how this is the only show at the Fringe with no hook, and that's our hook.
Yeah. That's it. You've beat the system. You found the loophole. And so I imagine, I mean, of course, particularly when you talk about clowning and improv, I mean, these are all performance media, I suppose, performance techniques that use that really heavily rely on the interaction between the performer and the audience. Mm-hmm. So I imagine each night it's incredibly, incredibly different. Throughout this season, how has it been so far? You're halfway through. How's the audience response been?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we had the best compliment you can get from an improvised show a couple of days ago. I went out to chat to some of the people in the audience, and the first question they asked me was, how much of that are you going to change tomorrow?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, all of it.
Yeah.
It's all different. No, they said it was so smooth they couldn't tell it was improvised, even though we'd introduced the show by saying it was all going to be improvised and ended the show by saying, well, that's going to be different tomorrow.
Yeah.
Still kind of didn't go in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I suppose that dropping of the pretense, though, but it would be quite liberating as a performer as well, and quite a challenging but exciting space to occupy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like it's complete freedom, really, just following your impulses and being present to what comes up in the moment. It's total freedom. It's really fun.
Mm.
Speaking of audiences not realizing it's completely improvised, even though we tell them, we do have a loyalty card on the back of our flyer.
Oh, great.
Just to prove it. So if they come to two shows, they get their third show for free.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
They do actually get to see how different it is.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, yeah, I suppose you can't really tick that off and say, yep, seen that.
Or yeah,
which one did you see? Yeah. And it seems like you guys, you know, how long have you guys collaborated together? Has it been a good experience working together on this project? I mean, I suppose it's quite important that you have each other's back in this sense.
Should we create some drama?
Yeah.
It's been terrible.
This is where the bombshell.
Oh, my God.
We hate each other.
No, we haven't collaborated on this project or really together at all for very long, actually. We started playing together in June. We've known each other for a few years.
Yep.
But we didn't actually start working together till June. We live in different countries,
so
it didn't really come up.
That makes it difficult sometimes.
It is a circumstance, but it's been. It, we just kind of tried it out once in June, just for fun, because I was in London visiting for other reasons. And
yep.
We just clicked so perfectly on stage that it was just, wait, well, we have to do something about this.
Yeah. we have to do something about it. It's a problem that needs to be fixed by a Fringe show.
Yes. the problem is that we're not playing enough together, so we started doing that more.
Yeah.
And then this happened.
Fantastic. And so one final plug, why should people come along? You've got five shows left. That's in the gallery room at the National Wine Centre, 11th to the 14th, and again on the 16th of March at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Why should people come along and see two idiots, no script?
See, we don't have a hook.
Yeah, there you go.
I think come along to be surprised, because we're surprised every day by what we do.
Yeah.
So come along to be surprised with us, I would say, is the reason to come.
Yeah.
Every show will very much be unique.
Mm. Yeah. So come be part of the show, essentially. Part of the show. You're contributing to the creation of a Fringe show. That's right. There you go. There's a hook. You don't want to ruin the hook of the no hook. No, all good. Well, guys, thanks so much for your time this morning. I know it's a busy time and I know it's early in the morning, but you've done it. It's great. That's Two Idiots, No Script at the National Wine Centre. You can head to adelaidefringe.com.au to find further information and to book your tickets. But Lizzie and Andreas, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.